This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Bradley Dean is a boat rocker. I have first-hand knowledge of it. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in again today for my friend Bradley. Bradley's in down in Florida doing a lot of assemblies and ministry work in schools. Boy, folks, if you've never seen Bradley Dean in person, first of all, he's an imposing guy. I would call him 6'5". He'd probably say he's not that big, but he's a big guy. And he's full of energy, and he's imposing, and he knows his stuff. And boy, oh boy, we need more than anything to get guys like Bradley Dean out there in front of students. Oh, what a mess we're in. Again, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley today. You can find me at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com, sitting in for Bradley here at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, being heard all across the fruited plain. And I just feel honored that Bradley would trust me to be in. Got a good guest for you later on this afternoon, a second segment. John Diamond's going to come in and talk to us about an appeal to heaven, why America's in the mess we're in, and how we can get out of the mess we're in. But we're in a mess, folks. We're in a mess, and I don't mean to be a doom or gloomer, and I'm not here to throw water on anybody's parade or anybody's fire or anything like that. But the reality of it is, you know, at some point, especially as a guy who's a former football coach, you got to sit back and you have to take a look at the game film. You have to evaluate your plan, where it went wrong, and what you didn't do right. I think it's time that we in the church begin to start doing that type of assessment of ourselves. Something clearly is wrong. Something clearly has happened. The gospel of Jesus Christ, Jesus said, all power has been given unto me both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them all I've commanded you, along with you always, even unto the end of the age. He said, but I have overcome the world. He said, greater works than me shall you do because I send you. What's going on? Is he lying to us? Why are greater works than he did not being done here in 2019? You know, we have a lot of excuses. We have a lot of reasons. I run into them all the time. They say, well, Coach, you know, it's just what the Bible said it would do. Said it would be. It said it would get darker and darker. And, you know this also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come, and men shall be lovers of their own selves, proud and boastful and blasphemers and disobedient to parents and having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. For such men turn away. Yeah, I know it says that. I know it says that. But nowhere that I know of does it tell us that we're supposed to retreat, pull back from the battle, turn the whole kit and caboodle over to the devil to be run by the devil and his minions. Where did we go wrong? We have churches. We have mega churches. We have little churches. We have the same gospel that we had 270 years ago, or however long it was, 1776, when this nation was founded. It's the same gospel. It's the same Bible. Why have we so fallen by the wayside in regards to the effectiveness that we have in America today, the Christians I'm talking about? You know, Jesus did say in the Beatitudes that we were the salt of the earth and the light of the world. He said that if the salt loses his savor, wow. In other words, when that salt stops being salty, Is there any way to make it salty again? That's what Jesus said. I'm not the guy that said it. Has the salt lost its savor? Has the Christian church lost its power? Has God failed? Has Jesus Christ dropped the ball? Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean, and I say all that to you today, my friends, because yesterday, like Bradley, or not really so much like Bradley, but I was in the public schools yesterday. I had an opportunity to go to a suburban Columbus, Ohio school, speak to about 150, 160 seniors in this very affluent community in just north of Columbus, the type of community that you would probably think would be a good, solid community. You would raise your children in there. Think you'd feel good about the schools. They value education. You would think it would be a, you know, golly, this is the cream of the crop here. Well, I went in yesterday and made a presentation to them on truth. That's what I spoke about, truth. And I came home, as I wrote in a commentary today at CoachDaveLive.com, I came home with a tension headache. I came home with that tension headache, folks, because I hate to tell you this. We no longer have a sense of common values in the United States. Sorry, Superman. Truth, justice, and the American way, that's a thing of the past. There is no American way anymore, friends. There is no right is right and wrong is wrong. Not anymore in America. What has happened to us? How did we get in this mess? How has the salt so lost its savor? That's what I wrote about today at the newsofnews.com. When we come back from the break, I'm going to bring in a gentleman who's written a book. Actually, he's written several books. But his latest book is entitled An Appeal to Heaven. Whether we realize it or not, back at the foundings with old, good old Ben Franklin and all of his old buddies, they went through some troubling times back. You got to remember, they overthrew the most powerful nation in the world. They overthrew Great Britain, right? So remember, Ben Franklin said, he talked about how unless the creator of the universe, our great friend, unless he was on our side, well, the scripture says, right, unless the Lord builds a house, those who build it labor in vain. And Ben Franklin said, we need an appeal to heaven. We need an appeal to heaven. Folks, do we need an appeal to heaven today? Is that our problem? Is it all the plans of men and all the schemes of men and modern evangelicalism and modern programs and friendship evangelism and all of these programs and plans that man has put into place? Have we failed? Have we missed the mark? Have we created a God in our own image rather than God creating us in his image? Have the American people, Christian American people, created God in our image? Is it time for an appeal to heaven? Is it too late for America? Are we so far down? Are we so far down the path when right isn't right, wrong isn't wrong, and everything is an opinion, truth is an opinion, and if it's true for you, it's okay, but it may not be true for me, and if it's true for me, it may not be true for you, and there's no universal truth, no standard of righteousness. Do we just throw up our arms and say, that's it? Can't do it. Game's over. Come on. Come, Lord Jesus. Well, that goes against every grain of fiber in my body. John Diamond will be back. When we come back, he's going to join us with an appeal to heaven. Is that our last resort? Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. We'll be right back on the other side.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yes, sirree. Has the salt lost its favorite? Is that really where we are, folks? Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. I want to thank Bradley for giving me the opportunity. As I said, he is doing school assemblies in Florida all this week. And so it's been my opportunity to be able to sit in here for him for the second time. And we're in a mess. We're in a mess here in America. Now we can sit around and we can talk about the mess, or we can try figure out a way that we can do something. It seems like all the things, we've tried voting, we've tried politics, we've just tried just about everything you can. Education, right? Everything you can to try to turn the tide here. And so very little of it hasn't worked. And we've said, well, you know, it's just, Coach, it's just the times in which we live, things are only going to get worse, and Jesus is coming soon. Well, I got a guy, a guest, John Diamond, author John Diamond, Pastor John Diamond, Dr. John Diamond, who has a different approach on it. And he says it's time that we make an appeal to heaven. Yeah, an appeal to heaven. Could that be the answer that we're looking for here in the good old U.S. of A.? John Diamond, come on in here, brother. Let me try to get you connected here. And click on there you go. Brother, come on in here, John. Is it an appeal to heaven, John? Is that what we need to do?
Absolutely, Coach. Hey, I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate just meeting Bradley Dean here at the conference a couple weeks ago and finding out there's a whole lot of people in this fight that are, like you said, laboring in obscurity. And I think it's time that we start to join forces and just start promoting these messages far and wide.
Well, you're certainly one of them, John. And in fact, since you said that, April 12th through the 14th, John Diamond, author John Diamond, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, several others, we're going to have we're having a conference in Canton, Ohio, Akron, Ohio, April 12th through the 14th. Russ Isdar, go to Coach Dave. No, I'm sorry, gave you the wrong website. Go to Occupy2019.com. Occupy2019 to find out more about it. If you like what you hear today, you can get more of it. Occupy2019, April 12th through the 14th in Canton, Ohio. Go ahead, John, man. The floor is yours.
Hey, well, what we're talking about here is an appeal to heaven. And after about 15 years of prayer, what I've kind of, I won't say figured out, but really had revealed to me was that the only biblical solution for restoring any government in any nation is Romans 13. Would you like to talk about that first?
Let's do it, brother. Let's go.
All right. I think one of the reasons that this appeal to heaven and the understanding of an appeal to heaven has really been kind of lost on the American people for really almost a couple hundred years, I mean, since the Declaration of Independence, is because the church has a very, very distorted understanding of the rule of government and the rule of the church in government. Now, in my book, An Appeal to Heaven, one of the most important chapters of that book is what I call Romans 13, the divine or universal chain of command. Now, what you hear a lot coming out of a lot of Mala pastors and seminary teachers is that the Bible teaches that we have to submit to human government. And they get that from Romans 13, or at least their interpretation of that from Romans 13. Now, if you read Romans 13, it says, let every soul be subject to the higher authority, for there is no authority but of God. And even many Bibles, up in the caption, it'll say, you know, Christians submit to government. Nowhere in that does it say Christians submit to government. All right, so we need an expanded understanding of that. So when we talk about it, it says, let every soul, first off, who is every soul? Every soul is every soul. President of the United States, Supreme Court, Congress, you, me, everybody listening, let every soul be subject to the higher authority, for there is no authority but of God. So what this does is it establishes what we would consider the universal chain of command. And that chain of command is God, government, and citizens. Now, when the government is really under the authority of God, then as good citizens, we need to obey the government. The problem has always become, what happens when government rebels against God and then begins to use the coercive force of their power to command us to disobey God? Well, the scripture is very clear. We have to obey God rather than man. It's what the Hebrew midwives did. It's what Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. It's what Mordecai did. It's what the apostles did when they were beaten and told not to preach the name of Christ. We must obey God rather than man.
And by the way, John, that's exactly what they didn't do at the Nuremberg trials, wasn't it? When they brought those guys in who had killed people just because they said they were following orders, they were just doing what their boss Hitler did. The Nuremberg court said, no. You have no obligation to do something that's wicked and evil. Yet, John, in a funny sort of way, that's the message we're teaching in the church today, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the message government wants you to, the churches to teach. And it really is only the kind of the patriot pastors. And it really takes the courage and the boldness to understand this. Because when you've got courage and boldness, and once you understand, wait a minute, there's a chain of command, and God's at the top of it. And if the person above me in the chain of command tells me to do something that the person above him that outranks him has told us to do, we have absolutely no choice. So the very first fundamental thing that we need to be proclaiming far and wide, in my opinion, is Romans 13, that divine chain of command, God, government, and citizens. And that when government rebels against God, you know, we have no choice but to stand right under God, say we're not moving, we're not budging, and it's our job to first tell the government leaders, you are not the highest in the chain of command. There is no such thing as a secular world. You either repent, you either come back under God's authority, or one of two things will happen, and you see this through biblical history. That government or that government leader will be cut off, or they will be restored. Those are the only two options, because God will have divinely ordered government in every nation throughout history, and you can see that. Go back to Pharaoh. You know, when the people appealed to heaven, God said, I have heard the cries of my people. Moses, go in there and tell Pharaoh what he's doing is illegal. So he went in and told him, hey, the Lord said, the guy that outranks you told me to tell you to let the people go. What you're doing is illegal. You have become a tyrant. And then, of course, Pharaoh thought he was God, so he says, who am I? Who is the Lord that I should listen to him? Well, Moses went to him 10 times, and that shows God's immense long-suffering and mercy. He went to him 10 times with the same message. Buddy, you better get back under the divine chain of command because you're going to be cut off. Well, after the 10th time, what happened? God cut Pharaoh and his entire army off, and he restored biblical government under Moses. And our founding fathers understood that. They understood that principle. They used the Exodus as a model for what they did in the Revolutionary War, and that's why they were successful.
So, John, as we sit here again, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer with author John Diamond, An Appeal to Heaven. So, John, as we look at the American government, let's say, and we know we have three branches, right? Supposedly three co-equal branches. Who would be the head of the government? Well, we say nobody's really the head. We have the legislative, and we have the judicial, and we have the executive branch, and they just kind of figure out who that power is. But, John, I think the question that Christians have to ask ourselves is there any power or authority above them? What the president says goes? What the Supreme Court says goes? If the Supreme Court says that you can murder little babies, is that the law of the land, John? Or is there somebody above them that we can appeal to?
Well, there's actually two things we can appeal to. When you look at the American system of government and the way our founding fathers set it up, the Constitution actually outranks the three branches of government. So, it goes back to the Marbury case. Any law that's repugnant to the Constitution is null and void. It's not even a law. The problem that you have is when our government will not stay bound but, chained to the Constitution, like Washington and Jefferson and many others said, then what happens is they're not only rebelling against God, they're rebelling against our Constitution, which our government, every government leader has two authorities above them. The United States Constitution, and that's what the founding fathers said. Hey, whenever they rebel against that, we can appeal back to that one document. You are violating the rules by which we created this government. So we can appeal to that, and then we can also appeal further. We can appeal to the what I call the judgment seat of Christ. Because one thing that we have lost sight of is we love to talk about Christ as Savior and Redeemer and Sanctifier. What we have forgot is that he is the chief government official. All right? So Isaiah 33:22 said he is the king, lawgiver, and judge. So he outranks the president, he outranks the judiciary, he outranks the legislature. He is the king of kings and lord of lords. There is no political leader on this earth that has the authority to rebel against that authority. And when they do, the Bible is very clear what it is we do, and we are told specifically what we do. We appeal to heaven. We go above their head, and we say, all right, Lord, they've rebelled against you. Now restore legitimate government.
Well, John, that's the ultimate, then, appeals court, isn't it, John? You think about things here in the earthly realm and the legal realm here on earth, you don't get the proper decision from one court, you appeal to the next court. And in America, the high court, the highest court in the land, is the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court may have the last word in all things legal here in government. However, John, there's a higher court to appeal to, folks. There's a higher court. We're going to talk about that on the other side. John, get some information prepared for us, where they can find your book, all that kind of stuff. What can we do?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's time for the U.S. to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty. The president tweeted that the region is of critical strategic and security importance to Israel and regional security. President Trump will be hosting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House next week. Heavy flooding that began last week from Minnesota to Missouri has killed at least 4 people and caused over $1.5 billion in damages. Hamburg, Iowa, is one of the towns hit hardest by the floods. Their mayor, Kathy Crane, says they will be rebuilding.
This is a tough community. We're little, and we're not wealthy. We want to keep our businesses here. We want to keep our home. We want to keep our citizens. They're our people. We've known them all our lives.
Crane was speaking there on CBS News. Weather forecasters are projecting that flooding may continue through May in parts of the Midwest. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back, folks. Coach Dave Dobbelmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean today. Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio heard all across America. I tip my cap. Thank Bradley for trusting me enough to be able to sit behind the microphone here. Folks, go to Sons of Liberty Media.com and make a donation to Bradley. I'm telling you, he's doing great, great work. He's going down speaking to those kids in Florida. He travels around, puts on high school assemblies, and he is making a difference. It's a guy who just, as I said, came out of the schools yesterday. I was in the schools yesterday. Oh, my goodness. John, we need an appeal to heaven, brother. I can tell you that. We need an appeal to heaven. Continue to support Bradley and try to make a difference. And as I mentioned earlier, we're also Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, John Diamond, author John Diamond, who's speaking to you now, Russ Dizdar, Mark Trump, a slew of us. We're having a conference in Akron, Canton, Ohio, on April 12th through the 14th. Now, you can find information about that at Occupy2019.com. Occupy and the number, 2019.com. If you've never had a chance to hear Bradley in person, you never had a chance to hear Russ Dizdar in person, my, folks. Go there, get signed up, because if you would like to come, hotel prices are going to go up $30 within the next 10 days. And if you happen to go online and you want to make reservations, that ticket's $49 to get in, but you want to stay in the hotel. When you call the hotel, you have to say, I'm part of the Occupy, or they're going to tell you that there aren't any rooms there. That's just not true, but you have to tell them I'm part of the Occupy block. So Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, John Diamond, a great crew. We'd love to be able to see you there. So John, We've tried appealing to our elected officials. We've tried appealing to elections. We've tried appealing to the courts. We see it go to the Supreme Court, and we've been losing every battle at the Supreme Court. So, John, should we go curl up in a ball, suck on our thumb, and say, woe is me, we're never going to win, or is there a higher appeal that we can make?
No, absolutely. We've done everything that that God requires us to do at this point. We've appealed to our leaders. We've appealed to the court system. But you don't stop there. All right? That's what we taught in the military. You had a chain of command. If you didn't get satisfaction at one level, you appealed to the next level, and you appealed up until all your appeals ran out. Well, we think in America that all our appeals have run out. When I talk to pro-life groups, you know, why do we have abortion? And they say, well, Roe v. Wade. And I say, why didn't we appeal it? And they look at me like I got four eyes. What do you mean? Appeal it to who? We have appealed it to the highest court. No. The highest court is the Supreme Court of Heaven. The highest court, according to Romans 13, is God. And we, that's where we have stopped. We have stopped short, and the reason we have no victory is because we have not kind of filed this class action lawsuit. You know, all of us as believers, we have not come together in prayer and filed this class action lawsuit against, especially the Supreme Court, who is responsible for the vast majority of the evil in this nation, from separation of church and state to sodomy, to gay marriage, to abortion, to, I mean, just about everything, even the federal overreach they're allowing. So when you understand government, when you understand the proper role of government, then you really kind of understand what a petition is. Because when you think about a petition, you know, we're not talking about just a prayer where we're like, oh, no, no, no. You're filing a lawsuit. That's what a petition is. When somebody has wronged you, go to the parable of the widow. And we talk about that parable being about persistent prayer. But what this is about is about a woman who is being wronged, and she appeals over the head of her oppressor and says, get justice for me from my adversary. And that's what God says. You know, if you cry out to me, will I not avenge you? Will I not? So that's what we have to do. We have to understand that our prayers are petitions. It's just like when you say you petition the court. We are petitioning the highest court in the universe to get victory from those who are oppressing us, from those who have despised his word, and from those who are violating our Constitution. We cannot do this from just the ground level. This has to be from the top and from the bottom. We have to boldly stand for God and his word and his truth and the historical documents that we have. Plus, we must call in, because we're involved in a spiritual battle. So it's not just about praying, but it's about prayer and action. We have to do both. We can't do it in the flesh by ourselves without God, but just simply going in the upper room and praying and not putting our feet in the ground won't work either. Both of them have to be implemented.
You know, John, I'm reminded of the centurion when he came to Jesus, and he made an appeal to Jesus to heal his servant. And Jesus said, wow, says, yeah, sure. He said, where do you live? I'll come and I'll go with you. And the centurion said, no, you don't have to come with me, because I'm a man under authority. And I understand as a man under authority that if you say to this one, go, he goes. And if you say to that one, come here, and he comes. I understand that all you have to do is speak the word. In other words, all God has to do is give the order. All he has to do is give the order, and it will be done. But John, we have not been appealed. We have not been in the court of Almighty God saying, Lord, plead our case before the Lord so that he can give issue and a directive, a judgment, a decision. That's what we need to be doing, isn't it, John? Now, practically, in all practicability, this sounds great, John. What does an appeal to heaven look like?
Well, let's just look at the first thing we had to do was establish Romans 13, God, government, citizens. Now, when what America's been doing since about
let me stop you.
I'm sorry. In D.C., where Promise Keepers called everybody together to pray for the nation. We've been operating off 2 Chronicles 7:14. If people will humble themselves and pray, that scripture tells us to pray. It doesn't tell us what to pray. All right, and that's mm-hmm. where we've been missing the mark. All right, so in order to understand what to pray, you have to have an understanding of what the problem is. The problem is our kings and our judges and our rulers have rebelled against God. So the problem and the answer are given in Psalms chapter 2. And let me read it to you. It says, why do the nations rage? When the nations talks about nations, it's talking about governments. And the people plot a vain thing, something that's not going to succeed. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together. So Congress, the Supreme Court, the President, they all come together against the Lord and his own anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast their cords away from us. Let us create a separation of church and state. Let's take that divine chain of command and let's break that, and as a government, we will now be secular. We will know, as government officials, we will no longer submit to that divine chain of command. That is the problem right there. The solution is, if you just go down a little further, it says God will laugh because, yeah, right, you're going to rebel against me. But then it says, ask for me, ask of me, and I will give you the nations as an inheritance. So the problem is the government has rebelled against God. The solution is we are to ask. We are to appeal to heaven. Now, if you want to see this practical, all right, we want practical stuff. We want stuff that we can use. We want the power of the early church, and the reason we don't have the power of the early church is because we're not walking out with the same message of the early church. So when the government took the apostles in and beat them, the government took them in and beat them and told them not to preach the name of Christ and said, we must obey God rather than man. And then what they did was they went into the upper room, and look what it says. It says, they raised their voice to God in one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and the earth and all that is in them. And then they quote Psalms 2. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers gathered together against the Lord and his Christ. And then they said, for truly against your holy servant, whom you've anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate, both government officials, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before that they do. Now here's what they said. Now Lord, look at their threats. Don't pray in school. Don't oppose abortion. Lord, look at their threats and grant to your servants with all boldness that we may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And then look what happened when they appealed to heaven. And when they prayed, the place in which they were assembled was shaken together and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So the first step in this is the prayer movement, the appeal to heaven movement. And there's a lot of good ministries, Intercessors for America, United Cry, Dutch Sheets. There's a lot of intercessory movements that have been kind of the forerunners to what we're doing now that have been calling in the Air Force. Now, they left the upper room. They just didn't sit up there and pray, because sometimes that can be the cowardly thing to do. It's necessary, but if that's all you do, then that can be a little bit of a cowardly, oh, I prayed. Did you go out in the streets and proclaim this message? And that's exactly what they did. So this is what changed the world, because when you go to Acts chapter 17, it says that these men who have turned the world upside down have come here too, and Jason has harbored them. Now listen to what they were saying. And these men are acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, to the laws or rulings, saying there is another king, and his name is Jesus Christ. So that's what we need to be doing. We need to be going out into the public sphere. We need to be going into our congressional meetings. We need to go to our presidents. We need to go all of our rulers and say, we do not have to obey the laws of Caesar if those laws are in direct rebellion to God. This is what our founding fathers understood, and this is what they implemented, and it works. It works every time. It worked in the book of Exodus. It worked at the Revolutionary War. It worked in the Civil War. It even worked with Martin Luther King. And this works throughout history, and this is what I show right through my book. This thing works every single time. God has resurrected this understanding and this idea for such a time as this, and if we apply this, I believe that we can tear down 60 years of socialistic, communistic, incremental rule. This thing can be overturned in a night, just like the Tower of Babylon. They built that thing for 107 years, and all of a sudden, in one instant, the Lord of Heaven overthrew all their purposes. I believe God wants to overthrow all their purposes today. We just need to do what the Bible tells us to do, and that's appeal to heaven.
Author John Diamond, when we come back from break, John, I want to talk about the failure of the pulpit and the fact that pastors don't understand the appeal to heaven, exactly what you were talking about. But I know you've piqued interest, John. Where can they find your book?
Best place is just to go to my website. It's called appealingtoheaven.org, appealingtoheaven.org. And you can order the book, you can look at it, you can read some articles that I've written about what this really is. I got a prayer card on there, which is, there's a prayer, a specific prayer.
Appealingtoheaven.org, appealingtoheaven.org. Get a book and give it to your pastors. We're going to talk about the pastors when we come back. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley B. We'll be back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Now, what they say about Bradley Dean, he is a boat rocker.
Yes, folks. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley here with our final segment with the author John Dean and John Diamond, with an appeal to heaven. Folks, we're in a mess. We're in a mess for sure. I want to remind you of a couple things here before we dig into one more issue here with John. I hate to be repetitive, but the event that we're having in Akron, Canton, Ohio, and April 12th through the 14th, Occupy 2019. You can go to that website, occupy2019.com. John Diamond, the speaker, the guy we're hearing right now, he's going to be with us. Bradley Dean's going to speak twice. Russ Dizdar is going to speak a couple times. Coach Dave, Mark Trump, Dr. Mike Spalding. It's going to be a fabulous conference, April 12th through the 14th. And it's a boots on the ground. We're going to try to provide you some information on how to fight back against some of the stuff that we're talking about here today. You can find all you need to know at Occupy2019.com. Bradley Dean's going to be there. And as I said earlier, if you do decide that you want to come and you want to get the hotel, you have to tell them at the hotel that you are part of the Occupy block. You're coming for the conference and you're part of that block. Otherwise, they're going to tell you that the rooms are sold out. And if you mention that, you're going to save about $30 per room. So come and join us. Look Bradley in the eye. Tell him how much you appreciate him. Occupy2019.com. April 12th through the 14th in Akron, Ohio. So, John, golly, time goes fast here, man. You're a good guest, and I can tell this, John, you know your stuff. Let's be as gentle as we can here, John. What would you say right now to a man who's a pastor at a church and been a faithful servant of the Lord, and he's sick what he sees going on. But he's been taught his whole career that, and been teaching others, that we're supposed to obey the government, that a good Christian obeys the government, even though if it means that you, you know, that you kill babies, or even though it means that they teach transgenderism to your children, or your neighbor's children in government schools. A good citizen, a good Christian obeys the government. John, speak to those pastors who really believe that and are teaching that to their congregations.
Well, I mean, the first thing we do, if we just clarify Romans 13, that there's a divine chain of command, God, government, citizens, and it's our job as individual believers and as pastors and as religious leaders is to go to our government leaders and to tell them you are not the highest authority in this land. There is somebody who outranks you. And that pressure from the church is not happening anymore because we've been convinced that we're just supposed to sit in the four walls of the church and we're not supposed to outreach. That's my organization, Peacemakers Outreach. Get these truths outside of the four walls of the church. But not only get it to the citizen, but to get it to the government. Go and sit with your representative. Go sit with your senator, your congressman. I mean, I'm hoping all these rallies and conferences and radio shows, everything we're doing, because a lot of leaders have never heard anybody tell them that they're not the highest in the chain of command. I mean, look at mm-hmm. Google the higher law speech of 1850, where Abraham Lincoln's Secretary of State, before he became Secretary of State, William Seward, stood on the Senate floor and said, there's a law higher than the Constitution. I don't care if the Constitution did legalize slavery, there's a law higher, and God has already said it's wrong. You can't legalize what God has said is illegal. So, I mean, that's the whole reason we fought a civil war to begin with, because the Constitution didn't strike down slavery because the states were saying that slavery was acceptable. No, if you understand that there is the higher authority, if you understand Romans 13, 98% of these things go away, okay? We want revival in this nation, and revival is going to have to start with the pastors, because pastors are like generals, that they have these little armies, I mean, some little, some big. If this nation is falling apart as religious leaders, it is our fault. You can't say that the unsaved, spiritually blind people who are in the snare of the devil, yes, he's controlling them, but it's our job to, one, break them free, and then to go to government. Now, let me give you this. We want revival, all right? Let's listen to one of the greatest revivalists that ever walked on American soil, Charles Finney, all right? Second Great Awakening. Listen to what he said, and this is what he said to pastors. Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruit. If morality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. If there is a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses interest in religion, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics have become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it. Let us not ignore this fact, my dear brethren, but let it lay at the heart and be thoroughly awake to our responsibility in respect to the morals of a nation.
But John, God bless you, man. What the average pastor, the average American, just says, listen, if I stand up and I really begin to push back, man, there's going to be consequences for me. You know, the government's going to come down on me. They might take my 501c3 away from us. They might seize our building. What would you say to a guy like that, John?
Well, I mean, we can go into a whole lot of things there. First off, the whole 501c, this whole Johnson Amendment's unconstitutional, and it's unconstitutional from you remember what Madison said, any law repugnant to the Constitution is null and void. It doesn't even take effect. I don't care if it's on their books, it has no authority. So when they pass
it only has authority because we obey it, right, John?
That's exactly right. It's a paper tiger is all it is. Remember what the apostles said when they prayed in the upper room. Look at the threats that they're breathing upon us. That's what the IRS will do. They'll come down and say, you can't preach that, you can't teach that. The ACLU will come in, all these government officials will come in and breathe threats upon us, and we do not pray for courage. If we just went, if pastors and Christians just went and understood Romans 13, Psalms 2, read the upper room prayer, and then got out in the streets and implemented it, this thing would fall apart immediately. This whole Babylon structure that's been set up would absolutely crumble because they rely on your blind submission and your ignorant submission to an authority that has absolutely no authority. That would be like me coming into your house and ordering you not to eat popcorn anymore. I don't have the authority to do that. So when someone comes to us and tells us, hey, you're not allowed to pray in school, where's that written? First Amendment. Well, let's read it. Congress shall make no law prohibiting the free exercise of religion. It doesn't say I can't pray in school. It says you can't tell me I can't pray in school. The government,
Amen.
The Bill of Rights was written to restrain you, not to restrain me. And if you come into this school and you come into this classroom and tell us we can't pray, read the Bible, you're the tyrant. You're violating our constitutional rights. And you're the criminal.
But, John, the truth of the matter is the guy who wrote Romans 13, I believe he was the Apostle Paul, I believe. And if I'm if I'm correct, he wrote about two-thirds of the New Testament. Most of it, John, was written from jail, was it not?
That's exactly right. And like I said,
if we were supposed to follow the authorities, John didn't do a very good job of following his own advice, did he?
No, exactly. And if you want to really get to the root of the problem, you want to end this in the heart of every individual Christian. Before you get to Romans 13, go back to Romans 12. And what does it say? It says, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service. What does that sound like?
That's right.
Practically walked out. Lord, whatever you want me to say, wherever you want me to go, even unto death, I will follow you. That's what it means to lay yourself on the altar of sacrifice. I will do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want. I will speak to whoever you want, and I'll even follow you to death. If you have taken that step, there is nothing that anybody can do to you. What are they going to do, put a gun to your head? Renounce Christ. Hey, I'm going to follow Christ to death. You don't think Daniel prayed that prayer? You don't think Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego prayed that prayer? You don't think Jesus Christ prayed that prayer? They were all willing to die for their faith. That is something that lacks in America today.
Amen, brother. Amen. Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, and he would lay down his life for his friends. John Diamond, appealingtoheaven.org. Is that right, John? Appealingtoheaven.org. Folks, I would just encourage you to go to John's website, purchase one of the books, and give it to your pastor. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, folks. Listen, our pastors aren't bad guys. They are just misinformed and uninformed. And like John said, it's a paper tiger. We think the government is all-powerful, all-encompassing, and that's just not true. John, we got about a minute left, brother. Help me bring this thing home.
Well, you just wrapped it up kind of for me. Just remember what Jesus said. Fear him who can not only kill the body, but fear him who can send both body and hell, or body and soul into hell. That is the key right there. The American Christian Church today is fearing those who can kill the body, those who can fine us, throw us in jail, take our churches. We don't fear the one that's above him. We don't fear the one that actually has charge of our internal soul. And when you understand the sovereignty of God, they can't do anything to you unless God allows it. Remember how many times they came against Christ and they were getting ready to kill him and throw him off a cliff? And he says, you can't do any more to me than my Father allows you. God is sovereign.
Amen.
Do not think for one minute that somebody can take your life, throw you in jail, or do anything unless Almighty God has ordained that that's...
You're in the hands of God. John Diamond, appealingtoheaven.org. God bless you, folks. God bless you, brother. Thank you. God bless you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.